I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Tired of the cicadas yet?
No, not at all. I think this is fantastic. Of course, by now, they should be pretty much finished.
Well, they certainly were just about finished last week up around Scottsville.
Yeah.
And everything that I saw was... Of course, I still heard a lot of them in the woods that were still active, but the ones along the roadside that I was seeing seemed to be at the end of the line.
Well, last week, a listener kindly invited me to her property to take pictures of cicadas mating and laying eggs right there on a tree that was very easily accessible. And so I took off to Bumpus, Virginia, and I was driving up Highway 33, and the moment I crossed the South Anna River, you could hear the cicadas over the sound of the engine, and unfortunately, several cicadas bounced off my windshield as I'm driving along. They're the only things that are flying. They're that size this time of year, and they look like trucks in low gear. You know, they're just very slow and bumbling along. But it was fantastic, and I could walk right up to them, and I guess I had never seen them mating before, so I got some good photos that I'll make sure I put on the web. And also, I've got a nice clean shot of a female laying eggs, and you can see the little bits of wood that are sort of sprouting up in the egg scars, too.
My impression is that you can really tell the difference between a male and a female with that organ that's on the, I guess it's the very tip of the abdomen.
Right. It's part of the egg-laying device that they use to cut slits into the branches. Yeah, they're very conspicuous.
It's like a circular saw.
Well, I was just impressed with the way everyone embraced this whole project. And I'm looking forward to talking with Dr. John Cooley again to find out what he found out about cicadas in general, but also just what he was able to tease out with just the information that he received from our listeners, because people really stepped up to help put cicadas on the map, literally, and also posting images and videos and recordings and poems on Cicada Watch on Facebook. It was just amazing.
This last weekend was the first time that I had actually made a dot for the map.
Good for you.
So that was kind of nice.
Good for you. And yeah. I still have a couple of folks that have approached me and said, so when are they coming out? And I said, gosh, they're almost finished, you know. Everything's just a little bit west.
That's just, you have to go looking for them.
Right. Well, so. I think the media, I hope it wasn't our media. We tried to be a little more precise. But the media in general made it sound like once they're out, they're everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Which is not the case. They weren't out in lower numbers this year. They were out in force, but they have very discrete distributions. And if you're lucky enough to live within the distribution of brood 2 cicadas, then you'll have them by the gazillions. But those of us that live outside the area, you have to find them. Folks on Northside, where I live, are constantly saying, when are they coming out? When are they coming out? They're out.
Well, once I got east of Charlottesville, very apparent. It was louder than the car.
Yeah, definitely west of the 95 corridor, that's for sure. If you can put a few more cicadas on the map, that would be great. But once again, thank you so much for taking part in our citizen science project, Cicada Watch.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.